Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Doby reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen misplays the ball. That's an error on Keen. Doby moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Hegan moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatfield moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimek for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Wilson moves to third. Grimek moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimek scores. Keene moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Hoot Evers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain now playing first base. Hal Narragon now catching. Al Rosen now playing third base. Al Smith now playing right field. Gene Woodling no. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing left field. Bobby Young pinch hits for early win. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Avila reaches second base with a double. Woodling moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Fain moves to third. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.